This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. The world is presently facing an energy dilemma. Malaysia itself is currently the third largest energy consumer in Southeast Asia, with the population increasing at 1.2% per annum on average. As our population and economy continue to grow, we will need more energy. So I'm here today with Su Pao Leong. He's the country president for Schneider Electric Malaysia to talk about energy management. So, you know, why is energy management such a big deal nowadays? You know, is everyone sort of talking about it? I guess, you know, a lot of innovation is being done around energy as well. So why is it such a big thing?
Well, on a global context, the planets as well as Malaysia's facing an unprecedented energy dilemma. It is predicted that probably in 2050, the total energy consumption will double by then and face a pace of growth for demographical, economical or also industrial requirement. Malaysia being one of the growing economy and also industrial countries, the overall power demand has been increasing rapidly over the last few years and will continue to grow. We see that we'll need more power plant to actually meet our future needs. So to address this energy dilemma, increasing power plant itself is not alone a solution. So we will need, with the recent energy tariff in Malaysia, more organization is looking into possible energy saving. Is the energy affordable? Yes, as Malaysia is one of the lowest tariffs still the region. And probably many do not realize that our current energy cost is heavily subsidized by the government. And this can lead us to utilizing more energy than we should.
Correct. Yeah, which I was just about to ask you, you know, we're not really a powerhouse when it comes to, you know, the industry per se, like, you know, China, for example. You know, they are obviously a powerhouse in terms of manufacturing and hence requiring a lot of energy. But we are the third largest energy consumer. And like you said, you know, Malaysia is one of the cheapest, we have one of the cheapest energy tariff in Southeast Asia. So are we being wasteful of what we have?
In fact, as I said, being subsidized, normally we're probably not aware that we are using more than we should. And if you do not start to conserve energy, we'll probably end up having the energy dilemma of rolling blackouts. And things like that will happen to the energy sector in Malaysia.
Why do we need a standard for energy management?
So for energy management itself is basically helping you to make best use of your energy. And how we do it is actually a series of guidelines, processes, and structured framework. And that is the reason why we need a standard.
And is this kind of standard do you see it also across in other regions? You know, and are we trying to just follow what other regions are doing, other countries are doing?
In fact, a standard helps us to put in place management processes, so to be embedded in the heart of the management rather than just an energy management by itself. So that you can actually monitor by the management by itself. And also you can put in place plan for continuous improvement.
Has energy become a problem for us today?
Probably, as I said earlier, that if you do not really conserve the way we use the energy, it probably will be a problem in the future with insufficient capacity production, or the new capacity may not come in time with the new needs or the fast-growing requirement of our energy segment. The situation of energy has also worsened in the recent announcement of hike in our energy tariff. It has adversely affected the cost and profitability of a majority of businesses in Malaysia, particularly in the manufacturing industry. For most commercial and industrial consumer, there's also a lack of understanding of how power is used, coupled with the ignorance of the technology available to manage this safe energy. If you look at the development of a building, about 25% of the cost of the building life cycle is actually from financing and construction. During the next 25 to 30 years of the building life, it's up to 75% of the overall cost is actually operational cost. So hence, effective energy management is critical.
And do you have any sort of, you know, data on the energy consumption here in Malaysia today?
Generally, about 40% of electricity produced in Malaysia is consumed in the central region in Malaysia. Mm. In Malaysia, the demand for electricity continues about 4.3% in the west and about 4.8% in Sabah, which is in line with the economic development. Thus, we can see that reinforcing the needs of invest of major new infrastructure. To put in perspective, with this growth requirement, which is almost in line with our GDP, we are looking at about 6 to 10 gigawatt of new production, additional production and capacity.
Wow. Mm.
Which is about 3 to 5 power plant, depending on the size of the power plant.
And how is this compared to the region, like, you know, Singapore, or, you know, even Thailand or Indonesia, for example?
As you mentioned earlier, according to the International Energy Agency, Malaysia is the third largest energy consumer in Southeast Asia. Indonesia, being the largest consumer, accounting for about 36% of the total primary consumption in year 2011, followed by Thailand.
Can you give me an overview about ISO 50001? How is this different compared to, you know, other energy management standards, you know, such as the very common ISO 9001?
In fact, ISO 50001 is a voluntary international standard which provides organizations with internationally recognized framework to manage and improve their energy performance. The standard has similar structure with the other popular ISO management system like ISO 9001, with a particular focus so that it's easier to implement into an existing system, with a special focus on development of energy management plan and other factors affecting the energy performance that can be monitored and influenced by the organization. Unlike ISO 9001, implementation of ISO 50001 can directly lead to the cost saving and greenhouse gas emission reductions that easily be quantified.
Why should actually businesses implement energy management standards?
In fact, we see there are three important reasons. The first is it is an emerging market expectation. Mm-hmm. If we see that the amount, in fact, energy management ISO 50000 released only 3 years ago in year 2011.
Right.
But we have seen many multinationals and global companies are adopting this standard and the list of expanding each and every day. So to put in perspective, as consumer awareness increases, they have more choices and may consider as one of the criteria in the purchasing decision. Whereas from a manufacturing, a supplier, to this multinational company, and we have seen in our previous experience when ISO 9000 was implemented, it will slowly be required as a prerequisite to be a qualified supplier.
Mm.
So the second is also to provide a competitive advantage for the company or organization who implement it. Why competitive advantage? Reduces costs. Reducing costs is the most compelling reason for saving energy. Reduce carbon emission. By reducing energy consumption, we also reduce the emissions, adverse environmental effect. Reducing organization carbon emission footprint helps to build a green image, which actually have a good generating good business opportunity as well. And thirdly, it's also reduce risk. Reducing energy use help reduce risk of energy price fluctuation and also the supply shortages. Thirdly, it provides a framework for energy management program. We see that many companies have collections of unstructured energy management initiatives, probably uncertain priorities and confusing objectives. With the ISO 50001 structure, can be used to organize initiatives and more importantly, to understand where the gaps of energy strategy.
I'm speaking to So Pao Leong. He's the country president for Schneider Electric Malaysia. And we are talking about ISO 50001. In just a moment, we will talk about the benefits from this standard. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to So Pao Leong. He's the country president for Schneider Electric Malaysia. And we are talking about energy management and the issues surrounding it. And early on, we touched a bit about ISO 50001. Schneider Electric was the first corporate building in the world to be ISO 50001 certified. Why did Schneider Electric decide to pursue ISO 50001 standard?
Being a global specialist energy management company, we have decided to pursue ISO 50001 as it helps to increase energy efficiency in our own operations, which is in line with our commitment to help businesses and organizations to make the most of their energy. We are very supportive for companies to adopt energy management system because it helps achieve increased energy performance, at the same time in line with assisting Malaysia to meet its Copenhagen promise, a reduction of 40% carbon emission by 2020. As for Schneider Electric in Malaysia, we received our ISO 50001 status last year by TUV Rheinland. It's also the first in Malaysia to be certified compliance by the international certification body. If you see a bit further, in fact, as of today, 100% of Schneider Electric site in East Asia and Pacific region has implemented energy management system, and more than 80% of the site received the ISO 50000 certifications.
Is it difficult for businesses who are, you know, a part of, you know, they're renting in a building that, you know, it's an old building? Is it hard for them to pursue, you know, ISO 50001?
In fact, it's more about the commitment of the top management. Yes, it's a bit difficult compared to a new built building that has already taken into considerations energy management, because then you need more investment in order to actually to retrofit it.
So what are the benefits of, you know, pursuing ISO 50001?
As I mentioned earlier, there are three main reasons. As we put into it, it's an energy management. If you implement energy management standard, first is an emerging market expectation. Second is to provide a competitive advantage, and lastly to provide a structured framework to achieve it.
And who benefits the most?
If I see that the ISO 50000 benefits the industrial plants, the commercial and institutional, and also the entire organization. The manufacturing industry will benefit the most from the standard, as they are the big energy guzzler. And the second is the commercial buildings. Manufacturing activity account for around 1/3 of the world's total final energy consumption. As the global population grows, continue to expand, and living standard continues to rise, demand for industrial goods is set to grow further. It is industry estimate that every 1 unit of power delivered, 3 units are lost during the distribution from the plant to the plug. Hence, besides targeting lower energy costs and better efficiency in the manufacturing processes, it also reduces carbon emissions and climate change. In this case, the planet actually benefit.
Now, you mentioned earlier on about the recent hike in energy tariff. It has adversely affected the manufacturing industry in Malaysia. Do you see this? Do you see now, you know, local businesses now jumping towards, you know, trying to get their businesses ISO 50001 certified because it's now going to save them more money?
In fact, we are seeing that the energy usage has always been thought as a cost of doing business for the manufacturers, as the energy price high decision by the government adversely affect their manufacturing unit in pushing up their production costs. We are seeing that businesses are more aware and the requirement of energy management. They may not be embarking into the ISO 50000 as it starts, but I think we are seeing more aware of the energy management as it is, because to embark on the ISO 50000 is a whole process of standardizations and management process as well. So I think there are few steps on it. The first step probably is to see how they actually use their energy, and to actually take advantage of the low-hanging fruits, like changing the lamps to LED, but this contribute probably to only 10% of the saving, where the potential is much higher than that.
What can companies do to implement ISO 50001? Where should they start first?
Like implement of any ISO standards, it needs to start with the commitment of the top management. I think this is the most important. Then they may need help from company that provides standard services to implement the necessary processes and projects to ensure that ones comply. Subsequently, you can start to plan, like establish the current energy baseline, the company energy policy, and also the legal requirement going ahead.
Where do you see Malaysia in terms of, you know, adoption of energy management standards?
With the tariff hike, we are seeing more awareness. We are seeing more organizations from all industrial segments like process automation or process plant, buildings, banks, even franchise outlets are seeking more information about energy management or efficiency. Some organizations started with pilot to validate the benefit before embark to the program, and some are more advanced with connectivity to be able to see and analyze real-time energy consumption from the various sites that they're operating in. I believe Malaysia is moving steadily towards achieving the desired objective of Wawasan 2020, but there's still a lot need to be done.
We're on track, but we need to speed up a little bit, right? I've been speaking to So Paul Leong. He's the country president for Schneider Electric Malaysia, and we're talking about ISO 50001 and also energy management solutions. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.